In March of last year, Grand Valley tight end Nick Kaiser was among the group of football players asked to sign up for the National Marrow Donor Program's Be the Match. Players gave a sample of their DNA to workers from Spectrum Health and the Michigan Blood Center in the hopes one of them might someday be able to donate blood or marrow to a person who needed it to live. Just before Christmas, the call came for one of the biggest and strongest players on the Grand Valley squad.
It was a weird experience because I was on vacation with my parents. You know, we were out, and I get a call, and I step aside, and I'm like a little caught off guard because I almost forgot that we had done that, you know, and definitely wasn't expecting anything anytime soon, at least. And so, yeah, getting that call didn't really set in for a little bit until I started the process a little bit more, and then I started, you know, getting an idea for, like, what it really means with what I'm doing for this guy, so...
Shortly after agreeing to the procedure, Nick Kaiser spent a day in February undergoing tests that confirmed he was indeed a match to a man from Denmark suffering from a rare form of anemia. Then, this spring, the moment finally arrived. Nick spent 4 hours donating his stem cells, which were quickly flown to Europe for a transplant.
Yeah, it's crazy how you know, we're almost all connected. He's literally on the other side of the world, and I'm over here, and it's a really... as personal of a process it is, you know, I'm giving him part of me. It's really impersonal, you know. I don't see him. I don't know what he's going through. I'm just doing what I can to help him. And, you know, I hope he's doing well right now, but there's such little contact that it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around, you know, something on the other side of the world like that.
That Nick Kaiser would avail himself to the bone marrow program comes as no surprise. In addition to being a 3-year regular on his team, he's also a recent Grand Valley graduate who returns in 2017 for his final year of college football. And as a man who's seen his own share of health challenges, he's thought a lot lately about mortality.
Football is a big character building thing. You know, I've been doing it all my life, and I think it's helped build a character, and it definitely has helped. I've seen a lot of guys go through injuries and some career-ending injuries, and you know, it's kind of made me a little more compassionate. And, you know, a lot of people go through things, and I've been fortunate not to have to go through, but hopefully I never will. So, yeah, it's kind of made me, throughout that process, I started to think about, you know, if I could help someone through that, I would love to. And I got the opportunity to do it, so I'm glad I did.
Football players at Grand Valley prepare year-round for the dozen or so opportunities they get to play a game each fall. And while Kaiser's size, strength, and all-around ability might make him a professional prospect, he knows his football days are limited, but that his opportunity for life beyond the gridiron is anything but. So when he got the call to donate his stem cells to a stranger from halfway around the world, he understood the way he could be changing a man's future.
I think after a year or so, it's open to us. I'll probably give him my information if he wants to reach out to me, and if he gives me the same information, I might just reach out to him and, you know, wish him luck. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's healthy. But, yeah, I'd love to have some sort of correspondence with him. You know, I think it'd be cool to at least talk for a second with somebody that was on the other side of that, the whole situation. You know, I think it'd be cool. And who knows, it could grow to, like, a friendship. It could grow to something bigger. Maybe I would visit him. You know, I'll see where that goes. But I would definitely be open to it. I think that'd be a great thing.
In his final season at Grand Valley, both Nick Kaiser and his coaches are hoping for big things from the tight end, along with Laker quarterback Bart Williams. Those two became friends when they first arrived at Grand Valley and share the bond that often joins college roommates and football teammates for life. And while Nick Kaiser will probably carry his friendship with Bart Williams to his grave, he's hoping that date with destiny arrives many decades in the future and hopes for a similar stay on Earth for the man in Denmark Nick may someday meet. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.